1, 2, 3.
Christmas comes but once a year, and when it comes it brings good cheer, a season of goodwill and fun. And yet while most of us feel festive, Grinches out there just get restive and spoil it all for everyone. Though it's too much to expect you to be
the night before Christmas, and all through the pad, not a hip cat was swinging, and that's nowhere, Dad. The stove was hung up in that stocking routine, like maybe the fat man would soon make the scene. The kids that fell by had just made the street. I was ready for Snoresville. Man, was I beat. When there started a rumble that came on real frantic, so I opened the window to figure the panic. I saw a slick rod that was making fat tracks, souped up by 8 ponies, all wearing hat racks. And a funny old geezer was flipping his lid. He told them to make it, and man, like they did. They were out of the chute making time like a bat, turning the quarter in 8 seconds flat. They parked by the smokestack in bunches and clusters, till Chubby slid down, coming on like gangbusters. His threads were from Cubesville, and I had to chuckle. In front, not in back, was his Ivy League buckle. The mop on his chin hit a button-down collar, And with that red nose, Dad, he looked like a baller. Like he was the squarest, the most absolute. But let's face it, huh? Who cares when he left all that loot? He laid the jazz on me and peeled from the gig. Well, and have a cool Yule, man. Later. Like Dick?
I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. It's something that you always wanted. You asked me for it all last year. I've tried so hard to wrap it, but it's shaped unorthodox. I tried it in a carton, even tried it in a box. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know what to put it in. I've got a lot of fancy wrappings, but don't know where I should begin. I need one hand to wrap with, another hand to clutch it. It wiggles and it squirms, it even tickles when I touch it. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I want to wrap it up for Christmas, but I can't decide just how it's done. It should be in a pretty package. Unwrapping it is so much fun. It won't be a surprise, it should be a delight. It's the same one you played with last Saturday night. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I can't send it through the mail, because of postal regulations, you might have to go my bail. I'm having so much trouble, I couldn't be forloner. You should see me try to cram it in the mailbox on the corner. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it, dear. You're really gonna get it Christmas, because I got the Cadillac. I don't know how I'm gonna wrap it, may give it to you in a sack. I bathed it and powdered it and sprayed it with perfume. You may even have to chase it all around the room. I know just what you want for Christmas, but I don't know how to wrap it up. You're a little cocker spaniel pup.
Ho, 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 ho! Oh, this is gonna be the merriest Christmas for old Santa. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is!
Cool it, Dad. Cool it. That is from Cobbsville.
Huh? Oh, hi, who are you?
I'm the teenage reindeer, Dad. And, I'm gonna help you dole the loot this semester. I'm gonna latch onto your wheels for this gig.
Oh, wait a minute, son. What about my steady reindeer? Dasher, Prancer, Dixon, Bixley, Cromit, Cooper, and Spitzer.
Man, you've really been away. Don't you know they quit and formed an advertising agency? See, they was too old to cut that around the world in 80 minutes bit.
Well, I've still got room.
Not that red-nosed cat. He's loaded enough now without taking on yours.
You mean you're planning to pull my sled all by yourself?
Why not, Dad? I honed the heads. I ground the cams, stuck on dual glass packs, raked the chassis, chromed the mill, and painted the whole job with 30 coats of candy apple red. Like we really gonna be tooling it, man.
Oh, whatever you say, young fella. However, here's the pile of presents for all the little folks out there in Yuletide Land.
Yuletide Land? Gee. Who writes your dialogue, Dad? Little Orphan Annie?
Let's see now. The bugles and xylophones for your little boys. And dollies and skates are for your little girls.
Oh, no, no. Who's the xylophones and bugles and skates?
Yeah?
The young cats want bongos to play. And, the little chicks, you know, they got eyes for hot biscuits made by Cookie and Elvis.
Hot biscuits? Cookie and Elvis? What are they? And the Jolly Bakers?
Oh, Chris, you really cringle. Oh,
now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I think I'm beginning to jive your drift. I'm ready now to hip the bit, bug the whale, cool a dig, blast the scene. Yeah, bring something round, and we'll have a ball. We're going to be the most substantial. Am I with it, laddie-o?
Yeah, man. You're with it. Like Mary.
Like ho, ho, ho.
About Santa Claus, you wanna know what it's all about? Santa Claus got drunk last night. Everybody tried to throw him out, but I wanna tell you, folks, how it all began. Santa stopped at a neighbor's house and started drinking good gin. Now while I was with him, I named a few. I love to name some of them whiskeys that Santa was drinking to you. It was way back in the ancient age, down in Mid Spring Valley, where the crab tree grew. But old granddaddy bought a rocking chair for Mr. Boston. One day we're rocking in the mellow breeze, the rocking chair broke and threw him bottom up. He jumped up thinking about his old drum. Saddled his white horse, said he's going over to Johnny Walker. He swam the three rivers, past the cabin still. On his way over to Johnny Walker's, he sees some of the old cornfield. He hollered Johnny Walker's and bring me a yellow stone. I'm going down to the Canadian Club and get me a chaser. Come back and kill the old crow. That's when the white horse doubled up like beauty in the front of the Wilkins family. That was a disgrace that old teacher with the red bud. He'd tell everybody in town except Paul Jones. He was wearing four roses and had seven crowns. The pride of what to stop was up in Cave Hollow, watching the white swan swim down Sunny Brook and emptied in the Green River when a rum got after him. Chasing down 76, up 51, through champagne velvet, made him catch up a slow gin, lose 20 grand. Nights out no California port, Mr. R.W. Harper, and old log cabin, sleeping on the three feathers. Santa be around next year. See you later, my friend. I couldn't help it. I was loaded on this good Gordon gin.
You came home a quarter past 11. don't want to see my mama cry. Looked outside the window. She told me, son, you better go upstairs. Then you laughed and hollered, Merry Christmas. I turned around and saw my mama's tears.
I think the keys are over here by the couch. What a lovely couch this is, too. Is that Naga hide? Doesn't matter.
Rec Xmas 1273, peace as a growth industry.
The holiday season is upon us, and with it, a deluge of new tech, trinkets, and advertisements convincing us to indulge. Every year, the holiday shopping season sees massive monthly profits for corporations, while employees are crushed by inhuman workloads and environmental destruction. Eco-anarchism presents another vision, rejecting state, governmental, and hierarchical power, emphasizing the importance of both human and natural liberation and collections of communities. Regardless of ideology, change needs to happen, because no true change can come through buying a Fjällräven backpack or an eco-conscious water bottle. To make change, to avoid climate chaos and planetary collapse, capitalism must fall.
Xmas 1273 presents the upbeat, feisty mix with oddball audio gifts for you.
or distractions.
Listen.
Deck the halls with advertising, fa la 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 la. Why, you can be enterprising, fa la 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 la. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 4 bars of soap,
3 cans of peas,
2 breakfast foods, and some toothpaste on a pear tree. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
5 tubeless tires,
4 quarts of gin,
3 cigars,
2 cigarettes, and some hair tonic on a pear tree.
Beating at Christmas. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Christmas comes but once a year. We're all waiting for the big man here. So good, hoping that Santa come to the hood. Well, every year around this time, you know the stash gets kinda dry, and it ain't mistletoe he'll be bringing us from Mexico. So come on, Santa, 1, 2, 3, leave that package under my tree with a black turtleneck and some poetry. With us, we'll have a beating at Christmas. We'll have a beating at Christmas. A beating at Christmas. We'll have a beating at Christmas. Oh yeah.
With newspaper ads,
billboards too,
business Christmas cards,
and commercials on a pear tree.
Jingles here, jingles there, jingles all the way.
Dashing through the snow in a 50-foot coupe, o'er the fields we go, selling all the way. Deck the halls with advertising, what's the use of compromising? Fa la 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 la.
Born king, peace on.
time of year when people once spoke of love and good cheer, peace on earth and goodwill to all men. And we all believed that there'd come a day when peace would be much more than on its way.
We'll be right back. Thank you. serious dude. Commits an iceberg to harm those blues.
Oh, too early.
Thank you.